We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ayo, I am Jeff Nowak, sitting alongside Charlie Long, Cullen Steele behind the glass, filling in for Steve Geller and Mike Dettillier. We got a twofer. We're taking you
How about that?
Till 8 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. I would like to say we have a jam-packed show filled with guests, but we are having some phone line issues, so we're going to try to get to them. I'm not going to try to sell you a bill of goods. It's not going to happen. So I'll tell you about the guests when we know they're going to come on. For now, we're going to go through some summer league action. The Pelicans are playing as we speak. You know, it's summer league. I can confirm. I'll also talk a little bit about Lamar Brown. He committed to LSU today, top recruit in Louisiana. So Brian Kelly, he's not from the boot. He's got a weird accent, but he's still getting the boot done. How do you feel about that?
Starting off with Lamar?
Let's talk about Lamar. We can talk about Pelicans all night.
It's good. I mean, via the crystal ball of 247 for basically the past week, it's had 75% for A&M, and it was kind of leaning A&M. But over the last week or so, LSU really put on the full court press for Lamar Brown. And Mike had made a great point about this when we were speaking with Renee Nadeau earlier on the week about it, that there's a lot of pressure for these really top-ranked recruits to stay in-state. And with Lamar Brown being the number one-ranked defensive lineman in the country, the number one-ranked Louisiana recruit, the number seven-ranked national recruit, there was some pressure on him to stay in Louisiana and go to LSU. And listen, as far as the prospect goes, Mike has talked about it as well, a guy that plays on both sides of the line of scrimmage. He's got great size at 6'4", 285 pounds, but someone that wants to play defensive end once he gets to the college level. So, you know, we'll see what the plan is for him. I imagine that they're going to plop him on the defensive line and let him go to work and just eat up whatever he's going up against on the offensive front. But a very, very talented kid out of U-High, staying right in the backyard in Baton Rouge, going to LSU. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you know, Brian Kelly, it's an interesting thing because you're talking about a guy who I know for a fact does not want to build his team through the transfer portal. That said, he has the number one transfer portal class in the 2025 season. But at his core, he wants to build his team through recruiting, through protecting in-state prospects. And, you know, I always go back to 2019 because 2019 was the best singular college football season I have ever witnessed. And I was thinking about it today. Like, I remember at the time it was like, well, is Joe Burrow that good or is it really just Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson are that good? Or is Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase that good or is it just because they're playing with Joe Burrow?
It's a little bit of both.
You know, as it turned out, they all were that good. And that's when you have this ultimate season. And, you know, one of those guys was a transfer in Joe Burrow. The other two guys were homegrown talents, New Orleans, St. Rose, and you protected those guys. You won the transfer portal. And that's how you built that team. And, you know, I will always remember Ed Orgeron for being not the greatest head coach in the world, but the ultimate recruiter. And part of that is convincing, especially in Louisiana, where you have the homegrown talent. That's not true of everywhere. But when you can get those guys to stay home and then you can develop them and build with those guys, that's how you create that LSU team that dominates and everyone remembers.
Yeah, putting the fence posts around the boot for sure. And once again, when the other team that's up for him is Texas A&M in the SEC, you don't want to lose him to an interconference squad as well that you're going to have to play once a year. So now he's on your squad, and, you know, we'll see what happens once it gets down to signing day in December and make sure that he signs the piece of paper that's put in front of him. Because LSU fans, you don't have to look too far to remember Bryce Underwood, the five-star quarterback that signed and then flipped over to Michigan ahead of signing day. So we'll see what happens. Lamar Brown himself has posted on his Twitter page that he is 100% committed to LSU, that he wants to play in Death Valley, all the good stuff. He's saying all the right things, and I think LSU fans should obviously be excited. This five-star blue-chip prospect out of their high school recruits. And to your point about Brian Kelly has said multiple times that he wants to build through the high school ranks and then kind of supplement the roster through the transfer portal. And that's been kind of the case over the last few years. I think he's been a little bit more aggressive in the portal ahead of this offseason. He's added a ton of pieces, especially on the defensive line and the wide receiver room, you know, offensive line as well, because you lose four offensive linemen this past offseason. So, you know, he did a little bit more in the portal than I think he's ever really done so far at LSU. But when you're talking about the kind of backbone of a program, I think that that's still Kelly's, you know, idea of building it through the high school ranks and then just using the portal to fill in the hole, so to speak.
You've got to do both.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Like, that's the thing. I think Brian Kelly would love it if he didn't have to spend so much time working through the transfer portal. But at the end of the day, you have to do both, right?
Yeah.
But you also can't just build your team through the transfer portal. Like, you can't build your team through NIL either. Like, you have to get people who want to be in your program. And I think that's why, you know, when you have a kid playing at U High who wants to go to LSU, keeping him there is important.
Yes.
Especially when he's a prospect of that caliber. I don't know. Like, I just look at this team and I look at how they can succeed in the SEC and compete with the Alabamas and the Georgias. And landing players like this is how you do that. I do think, you know, when you're talking about a guy who's like, oh, he's an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, he's a defensive lineman, in my opinion.
And he wants to play defensive line.
Like, I just don't think I don't think it's ever going to be, oh, you can play both sides. You're going to be better at one or the other. And if you were a elite blue chip tackle prospect, they would not be questioning whether you're going to stay on that side of the ball.
And here's the thing about LSU specifically with the Kevin Peoples, the edge rushers coach, was able to get the most out of Braden Swinson and Savion Jones. And if you put those two next to each other, they are completely different builds. As far as Savion was a lot bigger, you know, Braden Swinson was more kind of had a slighter build, but not, he still had the strength to be a really strong edge rusher in the SEC. But the fact that Kevin Peoples was able to take two different builds as far as defensive end and get the most out of each player. I mean, if you're talking about Lamar Brown, once again, a very large human being coming into the program, you can imagine that Kevin Peoples will be able to get the best out of him.
Yeah, no doubt. And the only other major thing going on today, Summer League.
Yeah,
Pelicans playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, or whatever version of the Minnesota Timberwolves you want to call it. They're currently down 88-79 with 3:55 to go. You know, we'll talk a lot about this as we go. You know, one of the things that I always look for in Summer League is you want your lottery picks to show up and just look way better than everyone else. And to this point, that's what you see out of Jeremiah Fears, in my opinion. You see a guy out there, like, if you didn't know who on the floor was a lottery pick, like, if you just took all the numbers and the names off the jerseys, you would watch him, the way he moves around, the way he controls the offense. You also have Derek Queen out there right now in number 22. He just looks like a pro player playing with a bunch of guys who are going to be on rosters in Europe next year.
Which is exactly what you want to see. As far as Jeremiah Fears goes, I've been impressed with his Summer League debut. And, you know, we'll talk about the numbers when they're finalized. ESPN has been slacking on that. Thank God we have NBA.com with the official numbers as far as what these players have been doing. Fears has, and as we're speaking, he just has a turnover and dribbles off his foot. But he's been able to get into the paint at will in this game, Jeff. He just blows by people. And there's been a couple different missed threes. That's Summer League. Summer League is a very funny game to watch because we were very highly anticipating it. And then you get to it, it's like, oh, you know, this
isn't good basketball.
It's like 2 hours of like some guys that are going to play in the G League, some guys that are going to play overseas, as you mentioned. And then like the real highlight players, the top lottery picks and the first round gems that teams get that will, you know, be NBA contributors right off the bat. Jeremiah Fears looks like he could be one. Now, Derek Queen's been a little bit quieter, but at the same time, we've talked about this before, Jeff. The Summer League game is kind of, geared towards guard play.
Sure.
Where
it's wide open.
You hand the ball to your best young guard and you let him go to work. And to Fear's credit, that's what he's been doing so far. And we'll share the finalized stats as we get to him. But he shot pretty well from the field. The thing that has stood out to me, the amount of fouls that he's drawn so far, because people just can't stay in front of him as he's trying to get to the rim and he's trying to get into the paint. And he's been doing that at will throughout the course of this game. Also, you know, some of the passes that he's ripped. I know Derek Queen talked about it in practice that he can just rope a ball to a three-point shooter. And there's been a couple misses from three. So maybe the assist number won't be as impressive as it probably should be based off some of the passes that Jeremiah Fears is throwing. So I've been impressed with him so far. Derek Queen's been a little bit more quiet. There was this one play that we'll obviously highlight, and we'll talk about, you know, the play of multiple players on this floor throughout the course of the show. Jeremiah Fears has worked really well with Eve Misi in this game. In the pick and roll game specifically, he threw up a lot to Eve that he just, I mean, threw down a thunderous dunk. And that's kind of what you want to see early on, is getting to see the young point guard work with a legitimate NBA big man and see what he can do with them in the pick and roll game. And so far, so good for Jeremiah Fears.
No doubt. And, you know, one of the things I appreciated seeing, you know, we talked to Kevin Henry, who's the color analyst for Oklahoma basketball, asked him, okay, what does he need to improve on? It's the three-point shot. And I think it's, you know, young players, I don't need to see them shoot a great percentage. I just need to see them confident and taking shots in phase, right? Taking good shots.
Sure.
And one of the first things Jeremiah did today was just confidently pull up, knock down a three. And it's tough for a point guard, for a true kind of pass first point guard, which I would consider Jeremiah to be. He's a facilitator. He is not a scoring guard per se. Like, he's not looking to score when he gets the ball. Knowing when to step into a shot, to own that shot, is important. And I like the confidence in that shot. And for him to kind of reach that point, he's going to have to kind of develop that part of his game, because it's a lot more. I look at a young Rondo. And the way you defended Rondo was you just sagged off him. You said, we want him to shoot that. And it kind of gummed up the works there in such a way that it took a while before they, you know, the Celtics obviously won a title in his rookie season, but, you know, it wasn't until like year four or five that he kind of reached his peak form.
So a couple things here with Jeremiah Fears as far as, you know, his shooting so far. He's 3 of 9, 1 of 4 from three. So he hits the first three that he takes, and then he had some issues, you know, with the 3-point attempts later on. He hasn't hit one since that early on, that first shot. But there was one 3-point attempt that he made that he took where he was just blocked. And then, you know, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Once again, that number is probably a little bit lower than it should be. And 2 steals on top of that as well. Now, the 7 turnovers is definitely what's a little bit concerning here with Jeremiah Fears. But outside of that, a very solid summer league debut.
While we're waiting, I do want to send out a congratulations here to Jay Romig, long tenured do-it-all guy for the Saints, became a new grandfather. Both Brandy, the mom, and Mason J. Keller are healthy, 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 21 inches. Just wanted to say, hey, congratulations. We're all thinking about you. Jay Romig, been with the Saints forever, so always a good day when you become a granddad. But, you know, with that in mind, we're gonna hit the break here. We're going to come back on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele, taking you up till 8 p.m.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's do it. Rolling back in on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Just looked up at ESPN. They were showing Lamar Brown, and yes, he was not. He was wearing a LSU baseball jersey.
The championship gold.
Yes, the championship gold. He also had an oversized LSU hat. It wasn't one of those kind of comically big hats that is actually small around your head, which is a thing that you'll see. I think Brian Robinson was one of the first guys to wear that, the Washington Commanders running back. It was just a gigantic hat to fit over his very big hair.
Yeah, poofy hair.
Yeah, because it was, it was a fitted hat. It was just fitted in such a way that, you know, it would fit, you know, like a giant from Harry Potter.
So for what it's worth, I said that he was the number one ranked recruit in Louisiana, the number one ranked defensive line recruit in the country, which is correct. I said he was number seven, but that was via 247. Via ESPN, he's the number one overall ranked prospect in the country.
Yeah, it's a good get.
So, yeah, it's very, very exciting for LSU fans, and we'll talk more about him later on in the show. The Summer League is almost done here as far as the Pelicans game against Minnesota. It's kind of dragging out here towards the end, Jeff. Like, the first...
They're playing it out.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, it's a six-point game right now. It's 94-88 for Minnesota.
They're fouling and everything.
A couple moments down the stretch here that you're like, oh, that's nice. You like to see that. Derrick Queen just hoists up a three, and it goes in. And he looked like Jokic with that three.
Corey Brewer's not messing around.
It's the same
around.
Type of shot, right? Yeah. He has like kind of a...
Yeah, that quick release.
A funky looking shot for a big man, but it went in. It looked really pretty. It's the only three that he's taken in this game. He's 5-for-9, 1-for-1 from three, 13 points in this matchup. And then Jeremiah Fears that we just saw right before. It was like the last possession before Minnesota just called a timeout. There's 26 seconds left to go in this game. Fears gets into the paint, throws up a nice shot, and it goes in. So he's now 4-of-11 on the matchup.
He just has so much control.
Yes.
He controls his body so well. He reminds me a little bit of Kyrie Irving. Like, I don't think he has the handle of a Kyrie Irving, but the way Kyrie was always able to, you know, just get into traffic, kind of feel the contact, fade away just enough, and then use glass. Like, that's just a, you know, a young Russell Westbrook comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know, even Shea does that as well as anybody in the NBA, is just finds angles, use the glass. And I just, like, I don't know if CJ McCollum was always kind of a pull-up shooter. He wasn't really a glass guy. He did have a good float game, but no, Pelicans fans, when they start to see Jeremiah in action, are really going to enjoy watching him play. And my biggest question is, do you have him out there as your point guard, your primary point guard, for long stretches early in his rookie season? Because I like Jordan Poole as a scorer. I don't like Jordan Poole as my lead guard. The same way I didn't like CJ McCollum as my lead guard. Like, Jordan Poole is a guy who is at his best when he's just kind of, you know, the safety's off. He's just firing. You know, and I don't know if it's easy for a guy like that to flip that switch and become that point guard. And you just end up with a lot of ISO possessions, a lot of stuck ball possessions. Whereas I think he and Jeremiah Fears will play well together. It's just a question of whether you trust the rookie. And Willie Green has never been a guy who wants to give a huge role to a rookie player.
Yeah, Fears just gets stuffed on a drive to the hoop by Joan Berenger, the French prospect that the Timberwolves took in the first round this past draft. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Willie decides to do with this roster. I kind of agree with you about Jordan Poole. He's a combo guard, right? Like, he's more of a two than he is a one. But given the Pelicans roster, he may have to play the one right off the bat because you're not...
Well, because DeJounte Murray is out with an injury.
Exactly.
And that's the weird thing. So if you do play Jeremiah like as a starter right away and you give him significant minutes and he delivers and then DeJounte comes back midseason, where does that leave you? It's such a weird situation, you know, and I think that would be a good position to be in if he's playing so well that you don't even want to go back to DeJounte, but I don't know. It's going to be a big question. I don't want to see Jordan Poole playing the point guard spot. all the time.
So there's also the point Zion part of this that, you know, the Pelicans can utilize as well. And it will be kind of interesting to see because you want to have Herb and Trey on the floor at the same time as well. You know, Poole can have that role as the combo guard that maybe plays the quote-unquote one, but he's not being asked to handle the ball every time down the floor because you have Zion and what he can do as well. So I don't think if you're looking ahead to the regular season that, you know, if you had to ask me right now how many minutes per game Jeremiah Fears is going to get, I don't think it's going to be a ton, right off the bat at least. And maybe, you know, he really shows up in training camp and he just takes the coach's breaths away, right? And he's just fantastic early on in his career. And he gets more minutes than I'm anticipating. You know, in my general opinion, and I don't know if you agree with me here, Jeff, but if you're looking at the depth chart with the Pelicans, like he's probably going to be, at least starting off the bat, the third point guard on the list. Meanwhile, Derek Queen
behind
Jordan Poole
and
behind Jose Alvarado.
Alvarado, okay. Who is at the Summer League.
Correct. He's there alongside Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver. Sure. We also saw Willie Green is there too. So a bunch of folks there watching and supporting the Pelicans in their first Summer League matchup in Vegas. But meanwhile, with Derek Queen, if you're looking at the Pelicans depth chart, I think right off the bat, he's the backup forward to Zion. I don't think maybe like the one that could have a thing to say about that is Carlo Mackovic. If you want him to play at the
back four?
Yeah.
You want Carlo at the four?
He's a four or a five. There were two big lineups with him and Misi last year.
I don't want to play big lineups. I don't know. I'm not a big lineup guy. I'm more of the positionless. I think that's how you win. You know, you just like, did the Thunder have these big lineups? Like if you're going to play a big lineup, you
need...
They
had Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein.
But if you're going to play a big lineup, that big lineup needs to be stretchy, right? Like you need a guy like a Chet or even like a Porzingis, like a guy that is going to stretch everything out. I don't want a big lineup that's just two bigs, if that makes sense.
No, I mean, I get it. Like, I think that Derek Queen is your backup four, though, right off the bat. And so he's going to be getting upwards of 20 minutes a game in game one, right? That's what you're anticipating, I think, with him. Meanwhile, Fears is a little bit more of – and that's also, to Queen's point, he's bigger. He's older than Fears. Fears is only 18. Derek Queen's 20 already, despite them both being one and done in college. An older prospect. So sure. I think he's more NBA ready with Fears being kind of the more developmental play. But so far, so good for Jeremiah Fears. I know that, once again, the turnovers have been an issue. The turnovers were an issue in college, too. If you're looking at the detractions of Jeremiah Fears, it's the three-point shooting, the turnovers, and then the defensive play because he's kind of slight of build. He's only 6 foot two and a half and 180 pounds. And now when you put the shoes on, he's closer to 6'3 and a half, 6'4. But at the same time, you know, there's reasons that folks were a little bit down on him in the pre-draft process. Some scouts thought that he could go top five. Some scouts thought maybe he should go later in the lottery. Ultimately, he falls to the Pels at seven, and we'll see what he can do.
And I assure you that the organizers of the Summer League are annoyed at the Pelicans right now because for some reason, this game is still going on. There was 30 seconds left like 15 minutes ago.
Right.
There is now 9.1 seconds left. They are down by seven.
Yeah, it's not even like a one-possession game.
Let the game end. but no, I mean, there's going to be a lot to talk about with this Pelicans team. Hopefully it's more fun. Like, I think that was my problem with the second half of last season is it's not that you can't, you know, watch a bad team. It was just they weren't even an entertaining bad team. They were just a boring bad team with players that you knew weren't going to be a part of the picture, right? Other than even Misi and, you know, maybe a couple of these other guys, it was like, oh, okay, this is all going to change. One of my big questions, and we'll see how it goes, is just how heavy-handed is Joe Dumars going to be with any edicts given to the coaching staff of, like, you got to play these guys, right? Because, like, Trey Murphy barely played his rookie season.
Right.
You know, like, some of these guys, like, Jordan Hawkins barely played his rookie season. David Griffin was a little bit more accepting of, okay, Willie's going to do things his way. Is that how Joe Dumars is going to be? Or is he going to be like, hey, we need to figure out what we have in these guys? And he's been aggressive going after a Derek Queen. Well, we'll talk more about the trade. I hated the trade. I liked the player. I hated the trade. And I don't know. If you're going to be that aggressive and go up and get that guy, you expect him to play.
Right. And we got a final here, Jeff, from Vegas, Minnesota, 98 New Orleans 91 in a final 30 seconds that took about 10 minutes. So, but it's over, and the Pelicans start 0-1 in Vegas, but you did see some good things from Queen.
I'm sorry.
You saw some good things from Eve Misi in his time.
Eve looked good.
Eve had this block of Behringer that was disgusting, and they called it a foul. And like, that was a clean block. I don't know why they called that a foul, other than Behringer fell on the ground and looked hurt afterwards. But yeah. Eve Misi put a punish on that block.
He got a foul for embarrassing him.
Unfortunately, he didn't get a block on the stat sheet, but that's a block in my heart. Good on you.
Yeah, he looks like he's bulked up a little bit. We'll have to see.
14 rebounds in this game.
Yeah, he had 14 rebounds?
14 rebounds.
In how many minutes?
In 25 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk a lot more about that. We're also going to get into the Saints, talk a little more about LSU, their recruiting class, all that good stuff. Hopefully we can get a phone line working. We'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed. I'm Jeff Nowak. He is Charlie Long. Colin Steele hitting all the buttons and the knobs and all the important things to make us sound good. Always appreciate you back there, Colin. This is Sports Talk. Keep it locked on WWL.
Yeah, so we already talked about Lamar Brown, the big one from today, but our guy Zach Nagy over at Sports Illustrated is this as well, that LSU has landed a commitment from the number 5 edge out of Florida, D'Anthony Lafayette. Zach adds, the Sunshine State native pledges to Brian Kelly and co. with the program remaining hot on the recruiting trail. LSU now has the number 1 and the number 5 edge in Florida committed to the program. So, like we talked about with Kevin Peoples, building up that defensive end room, you know, they went out and brought in a ton of transfers this offseason to kind of bolster the edge rusher room after losing Braden Swinson and Savion Jones, but kind of building for the future in that spot, getting all these really, really talented young defensive linemen for the class of 2026 and beyond.
Are you disappointed that the Cajuns missed out on Mr. Lafayette?
Yeah, that would have been a good fit, wouldn't it? No,
Maybe a little on the nose.
I'm happy with Walker Howard and what we got going on there with Coach Dez and the program. So, yeah, it would have been a good fit by the name, but otherwise, I'm all right.
Be like LSU missing out on a guy named Baton Rouge, but all right. Jeff Nowak. Charlie Long, this is WWL. We're taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to try to get some of these technical issues ironed out. No promises, though. We'll figure it out. Stick around on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.